We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Lindy Morelli is a woman from Scranton, and she contacted me and said that, you know, she had a story to tell and hopefully to offer some hope to people who are also victims. Lindy, thank you for calling us. How are you?
Oh, good. Thank you.
I understand you're on your way back from Michigan calling us. Is that correct?
Yes, we are. We're driving along in the rain.
Okay, good. Okay, well, I'm sorry to have to ask you, but can you tell us a little bit about the tragedy that you suffered?
Oh, I don't mind sharing it at all. It was 30 years ago. I was 23 years old. I was in Ireland visiting with some friends, and I went through sexual abuse for 12 days, which culminated in an aggravated indecent assault in Ireland, which is considered a violent crime.
And this was a clergyman?
Yes, it was a priest, an Irish priest.
Okay, and you're blind, correct?
Yes, I am.
And so not only was this a violation of you as a person, but a violation of a person with disabilities?
Yes.
Now, when you see this grand jury report, I mean, did something in you say finally that it's about time?
Well, I wasn't surprised. I mean, I wasn't really surprised by anything in the grand jury report. I know that in order for the church to be purified, you know, things have to be exposed, and I think it just had to be that way. You know, it's a sad and tragic fact in one respect, but on the other hand, it's not sad or tragic. In my mind, it's going to end up to be a very positive thing in the end.
Now, I want to ask you a question. Now, this was how many years ago? 26, did you say? 30 years ago. When you complained or when you brought this information to authorities, did they treat you like you were the bad person that was squealing on a priest? I mean, what kind of pushback did you get?
At that time, the church wasn't handling... they weren't addressing matters the way they are now. You know, it was before the Dallas Charter. It was before 1990s when bishops realized that, you know, just moving a priest from one place to another and giving them some type of minimal rehab treatment was, they thought that was going to address the problem, but they didn't know it wasn't addressing the problem. I think in all due fairness to bishops, I think they thought that it was addressing it, and I think maybe they just, I don't want to make excuses for them, but I think also there were other problems with bishops. Maybe some of them are in their own homosexual rings, or who knows. It's a very complicated problem. But in my situation, yes, at that time, I did feel like I did receive a lot of hostile treatment, and I did feel as though I was made to feel like I was the enemy. That was definitely part of what was the experience I had.
Well, is it part of... I don't even know if this is the right phrase, the healing process. Is it part of what you need to do to come forward? For people who are listening now, how hard is it to come forward as a victim, and how important is it to do so?
Well, for me personally, it was, I mean, my conscience, because I am a dedicated Catholic Christian, and I was at that time, and I still am, I didn't see any other option except to come forward. Because to me, the biggest thing that was, I mean, even bigger than the actual sexual abuse, was the spiritual abuse that I felt I suffered, which was that there was too much of a juxtaposition between someone who was, you know, consecrating Mass every day and who was, you know, living a holy life or espousing to her or claiming to her, whatever, and having this grave sin. I couldn't live with that. I simply could not live with that. So, I mean, I had no problem coming forward about that.
All right, Lindy, I'm going to ask you to hold on just a second because I want to talk about how you got through the tragedy yourself. So hang on if you were continuing our conversation with a young lady from Scranton, Lindy Morelli. Lindy, you said that you were abused by a priest in Ireland 30 years ago.
Yes.
That just reminds us that this is not a Pennsylvania problem. It's a worldwide problem.
Yes, it is.
Now, I'm sure that it has left scars. How did you deal with it? How did you get through it?
Well, I didn't, you know, when it first happened, I know a lot of people say that it's, and I understand this completely, that it's very hard to forgive, but I guess from my perspective, I forgave the person who committed the crime immediately because I have experienced forgiveness myself by God and by others. And I guess for me, forgiveness, the desire to forgive was immediate. It took longer to heal from the sexual abuse. Obviously, that's a deep trauma that anyone can go through. And for children, it's even worse because children don't have the psychic ability that, you know, somebody who's fully formed and as an adult would have. So for me, forgiveness comes in several layers. But I had the desire to forgive right away, and I wanted goodwill for everybody. My only desire, my strongest desire, was that it wouldn't happen to anybody else and that the church would take care of it. That took 15 years to rectify, but finally that got taken care of. And I didn't go through traditional therapy. I think it was mostly just experiencing the love of other people, finding safe people that I could talk to and express myself to, and experiencing safety and real love from, you know, maybe good friends or other people like that. I guess everybody has to find their own healing journey.
Well, you know, I'm looking at some information on the website about you, and it appears that you have taken your personal tragedy and tried to at least reach out and help others. It says here that you got your master's degree from Marywood in counseling. You've done postgraduate work in the fields of addiction, bereavement, spiritual direction, and you have a charitable group called The Lighthouse. What is that?
Lighthouse is a small 501 nonprofit C3 organization in Scranton, just in our community, to help people that are in special need, I guess you could say, sort of falling through the cracks of other systems. We're a ministry, not a social service agency. We try to provide love, hospitality, support, and encouragement, spiritual enrichment for people of all walks of life.
Okay, but you also mentioned to me when we talked earlier that one of your challenges now is helping people who have been wrongly convicted and are in prison.
Yes, that's a big focus of what Lighthouse is doing right now.
Why?
Why? Because I know that that's also a very serious problem. It's something that isn't addressed. A lot of times there are probably, I mean, more than people realize. I don't exactly know what the percentage is of people in prison who are wrongly convicted, but the justice system has a lot of flaws and a lot of problems. There are obviously, there are good things about it, but there are a lot of things that are really terrible and corrupt about some of the ways that it operates. And one out of every 100 person gets out of prison if they have somebody to fight for them if they're wrongfully convicted. That means that 100 other people are left because they have no advocate. And also the family members of people who are in situations like that, families suffer when someone is wrongfully convicted.
Now, you know, we had a caller right before our 4:30 break that talked about, you know, how this is going to ultimately affect the Catholic Church. You remain a faithful Catholic and you're very involved. Why? I mean, did you ever have a thought of just walking away from the church?
No, because there was a time when I, of course, was very disillusioned with the external institutional element of the church. That's like a crisis of faith. Anybody would ask those questions or have those questions, especially if they had been raised as a traditional Catholic as I was. But I also have and had a very deep personal faith in Jesus as Lord and God and Savior. And I believed everything that the church teaches regarding, you know, the main tenets of our faith, the sacraments, the Word of God, a personal relationship with Jesus and all that. And so that is my faith. That's what my faith is based on. I know that the hierarchy and things needs healing and change and repentance, but, you know, that doesn't change my commitment to Jesus.
Now, how do people get in touch with the Lighthouse ministry?
They can look on the web. It's lighthousehealing.org. And, you know, it gives all the information about what we do there. We'd love to help anyone who is in special need of anyone who has suffered clergy abuse, anyone who wants to talk about it or who is in need of healing from anything, whether it's a priest, whether it's a perpetrator, whether it's a priest who's, you know, in good standing and living a faithful life, whether it's a person who has been victimized. If they want healing, if they want hope, then Lighthouse is available, and I am too.
Well, you have a safe trip on your way back to our area from Michigan, and God bless you, Lindy. I appreciate you talking to us.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye. Lindy Morrell.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.